It's not often you'll hear a mother say to her teenage son, "I wish you were gay, you'd be so much more sensitive." But when you're Julianne Moore acting one of the lesbian moms and the kids are all right, it's just so much routine chatter at the family dinner table. The film's title could mean either that since the kids are straight, they're all right, or that they're all right even though their parents are both female. Let's get this family set in your mind now. First, the all-right kids are Joni, played by Mia Wasikowska, and Laser, yes, that's Laser, played by Josh Hutcherson. As mentioned, Moore's character Jules is the non-butch mom, and Nick is, well, I guess you could call her the husband and the father of the family, played by Annette Bening. Nick's an OBGYN. Julie dabbles in landscaping. Joni, obviously named after Joni Mitchell by her same-sex parents, has just graduated from high school and on her way soon to college. Wasikowska looks like she could play Gwyneth Paltrow's sister, but Paltrow isn't in the movie. But Mark Ruffalo is. His character, Paul, looks as if it's been miraculously transported from the 60s. Paul's a laid-back cat who runs a neat little L.A. eatery. Paul also does something else, or I should say did, several years ago. Provide sperm for the pregnancies of Joni and Laser. The kids and moms have not a clue who Donor Dad is, but Joni is out to find out what the male component is in her and her brother's existence. Paul's second mistake may be when he agrees to take a call from Joni, as arranged by the donor facility, and thus meets up with her and Laser at his cool organic diner to catch up, I guess. It's then that the story gets in gear. Nick and Jules, after some coaxing, get with the program going forward, and the mom pops are pretty cool about Paul making a hookup with the family. Everyone's quite adult about it all. After all, this is California. The lesbian filmmaker Liza Cholodenko, who did the well-accepted High Art and Laurel Canyon, directs and shares screenplay chores with Stuart Blumberg. It's not difficult to see where Kids is going. Seems Jules may be a bit bi in her sexual orientation. After Paul commissions her to do some foliage landscaping out back at his place, things slip into a hetero mode as Jules and Paul take a few work breaks in his bed, while Nick's at the clinic. And just because Nick has an MD does mean that she can pick up subtle vibe changes probably more perceptively than most. The Kids Are All Right is low budget. It seems normal no super heavyweight Hollywood producers would be on edge to undertake an R-rated project about lesbian parents with two straight teenagers. Also, some of the camera work leaves a little to be desired, and I'm sure I saw the black nose of a Nerf ball on the business end of a microphone dipping into the frame of at least two scenes with Moore and Bening. Meanwhile, on the other hand, I'm glad films like this are being made. Maybe cinema of such caliber can drag an understanding into America's social consciousness that homosexuals are more like heterosexuals than they are different. Gays and lesbians can and do love and care for others. There is, in the homosexual attitude, a need for family, just as there is promiscuity in either the gay or straight. The Kids Are All Right makes it clear that marriage, whether the parents have plumbing that matches or not, can be a bumpy ride more often than we might want. But doing so, Cholodenko gives time for loads of laughs and a tear or two. Something else I like about this movie is that Cholodenko goes easy on us males. Paul is a pretty loose goose, but a really good guy who deeply cares for those his sperm has wrought. Laser is a great high school kid who, although quite sensitive, is a straight arrow. Sex scenes aren't revealing and played for laughs, especially when Nick and Jules gawk at male gay porn in which there's nothing explicit, but generates a load of mirth. Bening and Moore are simply super as the married couple. Both have taken on many good and important roles, to mention but two for each, Bening in American Beauty and the recent Mother and Child, and Moore in The Hours, and the Oscar-appreciated A Single Man. As she did in A Single Man, Moore particularly caught my eye in a kid's stunning monologue. It occurs after Jules turns off the TV so she can deliver a speech of contrition to Nick, Joni, and Laser. The woman is so real when she does the lines. Watch and listen for them. They're about marriage. Cholodenko might be trying to tell us something. I'm telling you, you can check out my other film reviews at TulsaTVMemories.com or under External Reviews at the International Movie Database, IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.